Now, reflecting on my Two Tree Espresso, which is cooled down now to body temperature, I wanted to do that because at body temperature, all the notes really have a chance to come through. And having had another sip, I will say that it is a very interesting coffee. And like Shirley, I've ordered cheese and chives muffin with it, which I've had last week and I love, and it's very, very nice. And complements, in a way, the coffee, strangely enough, or not strangely, whatever, it does complement it. And I'm having another sip. I've got the tiniest drop left because I've only ordered actually a single espresso. And it just is very interesting. It's different fruits. It's definitely not zesty. It doesn't have any lemon traces or anything like that. It's, I have to take another sip. I mean, as soon as you take a sip, there's kind of a whole picture of things flooding back into my mind, I suppose. It's interesting. I mean, I can see how at a barista championship, it would raise eyebrows, it would perk up judges, because it is a coffee that I've never, ever tasted before. It is so different to what you associate coffee with. I mean, the only thing is at the end, the tail end, it's got this kind of almost familiar bitterness that the coffee has to have as well. And it's not an unpleasant bitterness. It's definitely not a bitterness that you need to hide and cover with sugar. It's pleasant. It's interesting. And as I said to Lizzie, the right time of day with the right company in the right environment with the right food to accompany it, it brings out very interesting notes. So thank you, Ozone, for making me discover yet another espresso.